After a long silence, China is now admitting that it faces an AIDS epidemic. A senior Chinese health official told reporters yesterday that HIV cases nationwide had surged, jumping 67% in the first 6 months of this year, compared with the same period last year. Deputy Health Minister Yin Dakui, speaking through an interpreter, said it is important for the Chinese public to be aware of the threat AIDS imposes.
Though, by and large, China's epidemic of HIV/AIDS is still at a relatively low level at present, but in some particular regions and among some particular groups of people, we are still faced with a very serious HIV/AIDS epidemic.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn joins us now from Beijing. I understand this is the first news conference by a top Chinese official about the AIDS epidemic there?
Yes, it is, and it marks a step forward in their openness on the issue. They seem to be willing to take the issue head on, and they're very sensitive about accusations that they've been trying to cover up the issue. But they realize it is a social problem and that many other countries have it, and I think they're coming around to handling this as a PR issue and handling it a little bit better, I think.
The government says there are hundreds of thousands of HIV cases in China, but other international health organizations say that figure's double that, over a million.
Yes, that's correct. There's quite a bit of controversy surrounding the actual figures. One of the things about the AIDS cases in China is that the public is extremely uneducated about what AIDS is and how it is transmitted. And as Vice Minister Yin said yesterday, they really don't have the knowledge to keep themselves from being infected, and they don't even know when they are sometimes. The official view of the matter is now that they have about a 5% infection rate among intravenous drug users, and they have about 1.2% of prostitutes in China who are affected by AIDS. But those are two groups which are highly watched by the government, of course, by the law enforcement agencies, and so they have a clearer picture. And one thing that came out in the interview yesterday was that a lot of rural Chinese in villages are contracting HIV and AIDS through donating blood. These are people who are very poor, as Vice Minister Yin said. They just have enough money for food and clothing. And to get money for things like building a new house, they may be selling their blood. In that process, the plasma is extracted from their blood, mixed together in a big vat with salt and water, and then pumped back into the donors after the plasma is extracted. And in some villages in China's central Henan province, as much as 40% or more of the villagers are infected with HIV and AIDS. And again, a lot of them don't even know what it is.
What steps is the government now saying it will take to combat the spread of AIDS?
Well, they've pledged to put a lot more money into education and into monitoring high-risk populations. And yesterday at the press conference, a lot of this educational material was handed out. And on the list of things people were supposed to do to watch out for AIDS, the first item on that list was stick to sexual morals. In rural areas, it's very much an educational issue, and that's where the bulk of their effort is going to have to be made.
Did Yin Dakui's news conference get much coverage in the Chinese press?
Yes, it did get a lot of coverage. There had been some selective coverage from the Chinese media before this. Now, what Vice Minister Yin said that was the main resistance to this reporting was coming from the local areas. The local officials in these places where there were high instances of infection felt that it was giving them a bad public image, and therefore they didn't want reporters coming in to cover the issue. So basically, the central government was trying to make it look like they were trying to enforce a policy and strike at this illegal collection of blood, while it was the local officials that were basically against opening up the issue to foreign scrutiny or to national scrutiny. Blood from these blood collectors was being purchased by official hospitals, and that was something that was not very clearly stated at the press conference yesterday.
Thanks very much. Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.